San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, July 26, 2020. Today's lesson is Perfect Self-Expression with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. So good morning. I am very excited to see you here today. Very excited. Just want to be sure and let you know that there are So today, like every Sunday, I would like to anchor us in spiritual truth. As I welcome you here into our spiritual community, into a spiritual home, let us recognize together that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And that one power I call God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we, all of us, every one of us, live and move and have our being. This is a spiritual principle, the oneness, the absolute oneness, the infinitude and eternality of the divine. Now today is the last Sunday of July, and we've had our theme for this month, the freedom of self-reliance. It's been a fun theme. And for the past 3 weeks, we've explored various ways that you and I can claim our freedom of individuality and yet stand in unity with each other in this great nation of ours that we call the United States of America. We call this the United States of America, just like we call the Infinite Spirit, or God, or life, or source. Whatever we call it, it's the same thing. Whatever this body of land that we have here, whatever we call it, it's the United States of America for now. We can call it anything we want. But it still doesn't change what it actually is. Now, 3 weeks ago, on July 5th, we began our freedom quest with my Independence Day lesson titled One Nation Under God. Knowing that our country was founded upon divine providence and that our Creator has endowed us with certain inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we realize the wisdom and the risk of life that our founders took when they gave us the three charters of freedom, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And that same week, I read the First Amendment, and I reminded everyone that every single right that is in that First Amendment was punishable by death in England. So to claim those rights was quite a big deal, very important. Understanding that there was no king that could take away our inherent rights. And we are truly blessed now to reside in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, throughout history, others have bravely gone before us to make this way clear so that you and I can live with peace of mind and the freedom to pursue our own life, our own liberty, and our own happiness as we see fit. Now, the other caveat is, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else. We have the right to be free, but we don't have the right to tromp on others to gain that freedom. It's only possible through the realization that anything of value depends upon the freedom of self-reliance. In other words, each of us, you, me, everybody, is free to rely upon our own mind, our own discernment, our own decisions, and our own self-determination to live the life we choose. Throughout the month of July, I've been referring to Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay on self-reliance. You know, I think I'm too excited. I need to slow it down just a little bit so I'm not stumbling over my words. It's important for everyone to claim their freedom to be your true and authentic self. True freedom requires the discipline to be true to yourself first. Remember that, to thine own self be true. Rather than going along with the crowd just to fit in or just to be accepted by others. Another great New Thought philosopher and author who understood the value of self-reliance was James Allen. He wrote As a Man Thinketh and The Mastery of Destiny. He's quite a popular author in the New Thought movement. He's also quite a popular author in sales training, being a salesperson. In Allen's essay, Standing Alone, he wrote, "A man does not begin to truly live until he finds an immovable center within himself on which to stand, by which to regulate his life, and from which to draw his peace. If a man can find no peace within himself, where shall he find it? Let a man learn to stand alone, looking to no one for support, expecting no favors, craving no personal advantages, not begging nor complaining, not craving nor regretting, but relying upon the truth within himself, deriving his satisfaction and comfort from the integrity in his own heart." Your own heart, your own inner knowing. We are all one with the divine. And when we can stand in peace, stand in integrity, stand in knowing, okay, this is what I understand the absolute truth to be, then nothing can sway you. Nothing can truly sway you until doubt comes in. And when doubt comes in, then we open ourselves up to the influences of others who may not understand that core truth that is within us. Unless you think everybody's core truth changes, it doesn't. It all has that common element of divinity. The one power, the one presence, the one mind that is within all of us, that one essence of life. Within our hearts, we know what is ringing true. And the reason we know is because it's not something we're learning. It's something our soul is remembering. Everything we think we're learning is a memory from deep within, from the essence of the universe. So Alan said, relying upon the truth within himself, deriving his satisfaction and comfort from the integrity of his own heart. And that right there is the essence of what total freedom and true self-reliance is all about. Finding that place, what is true in your heart. No person, no place, no thing can bring you lasting comfort and satisfaction. It must come from your own peace of mind. You may think happiness and success and love is the result of what others think of you or what others may do for you, but it's not. You and you alone are the master of your own destiny, the captain of your own ship, your own mind, and you are the true liberator of your soul. Isn't that great news? I mean, that's powerful stuff. That's powerful stuff. And what's better than it just being powerful stuff? It is a universal principle. It is an absolute spiritual truth. To do all of this takes spiritual discipline and faith. Spiritual discipline and faith. You know, when we're in a team sport, we master the skill of our position. And we understand the skill of the other positions. We may even change out in different positions. But what has to come down to, what it all comes down to is we move as a unit. And if somebody isn't doing their part, the rest can come together so that everything doesn't fall apart. That's how we are. When one part of our heart, our brain, is not doing what we want it to do, we've got the master center of who we are to step back and say, that's not working too well. Let me think a new thought. Let me have a new idea. Let me see, what am I doing? What am I saying? Who am I associating with that is keeping me from being true to my self-expression? In his letter to Rome in the Holy Scriptures, the Apostle Paul wrote these words of encouragement. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In his own way, Paul was saying, be the captain of your own soul, to chart your own course in life. Do not rely upon what others think or do. Transform yourself by thinking that new thought. And Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of the religious science movement, says this about self-reliance in his book of collected essays, Living the Science of Mind. It's in the chapter titled, Be Yourself. I really like this part. It speaks to me at a deep soul level. He says, unity does not mean uniformity. Our unity with other people does not mean that we must think and act as they do. All it means is that we should get along with them. We should get along with them. He goes on to say, we should unify with everything while at the same time keeping intact and whole that God-given something at the center of our being, which is the spiritual ego. The ego. The term ego has sometimes gotten a bad rap, for good or ill. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to have an ego. A spiritual ego that acknowledges the one power and presence that resides in everything and everyone. A healthy spiritual ego is essential to living a life of self-reliance and freedom. The science of mind philosophy teaches that the universe is perfect, whole, and complete. Mankind, humankind, is a perfect reflection of God. which means that each of us must already be perfect expressions of the divine. Did you know that already? That you're a perfect expression of the divine? You are. You are. And not just because I said so. Because it's what is. So on the last Sunday of July, today, with the freedom of self-reliance, today's lesson is perfect self-expression. Which is awesome. Because each of you are perfectly expressing yourself right here and right now. Everyone in this room, everyone wherever you are, is a perfect self-expression of the divine. Everyone partaking of this lesson. So the next time you're with a group of other people, notice the beauty and perfection that is present right where you are. And you can practice right now. You can practice, okay? You ready to practice? Notice how everyone has their own unique features. Look around. Everywhere you look, you see the face of God. Everything from hair color and skin tone to their own way of dressing, their own way of expressing their individuality. Just notice the rainbow of colors, the variety of fabrics, and the different styles of clothing. And have you noticed? Not everyone is wearing the same colors or the same styles. Not everyone has the same facial expressions. All of us, right here, right now, are exercising our freedom of self-reliance and self-expression. Awesome. Awesome. Nobody could ask for more. So this morning, we're going to not only explore the many visual expressions of the divine, we're going to embrace the many ways each of us can live a happy, healthy, and productive life by claiming our freedom of self-reliance and self-expression. This morning, you are going to have an opportunity to reveal your true spiritual identity and express it fully and completely. You are. Now, if you're inspired by what I have said so far, and you'd like to join us on this journey of the self, place your hand over your heart and affirm with me. I am ready to claim my freedom of self-reliance. I am willing to embrace my true self, my divine self. I'm letting my light shine in perfect self-expression. And so it is. Okay, breathe. Take a nice deep breath in and slowly release it. That's a deep cleansing breath. And know that the truth of your divine self is being realized in this moment. Right now, you've spoken your word. The power of the word means that this is already done in spirit, in the spiritual realm. And so now we get to watch it unfold in our 3D lives. To guide you to perfect self-expression, we'll be undertaking yet another exploration in consciousness. That's our theme for this year, explorations in consciousness. And we've all agreed, and I'm sure you will too, that this has been a year since the first of the year where explorations in consciousness are unfolding and exploding all over the place. It's a year unlike any other that most of us have ever seen. So we're undertaking this exploration in consciousness to come to an understanding that self-expression is the foundation of human potential. To discover your own spiritual identity and to express it fully and completely with absolute conviction. Then we'll explore a four-step process to successful self-expression. Are you ready? I am, because this is another great explore, and we're undertaking it together. So I'm very excited. So let's begin. Self-expression is the foundation of human potential. It's the basis upon which you can focus the power of intention to achieve your dreams, goals, and desires, and to make a difference in our world. Self-expression offers the opportunity to take charge of your own destiny, and it allows the creative process to unfold in your life to demonstrate health, happiness, and abundant prosperity. We all live and move and have our being in this thing called life in unique ways. Every one of us has something to offer that is different from anyone else. It's up to you to discover your own spiritual identity and express it fully with absolute, complete, true conviction. That doesn't mean you're on your own, but it is up to you. Dr. Michael Beckwith, anybody know who he is? Okay, so he's the founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center. He's also the author of the book Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential. And he writes about spiritual identity. Excuse me. Dr. Michael says, countless times a day, individuals hold themselves hostage to the false beliefs they have about themselves, all the while demanding ransom from a world that is powerless to give what they are unwilling to give themselves. Self-love, self-respect, and self-appreciation for their own spirit, beauty, wisdom, and creativity. This is what Dr. Michael calls identity theft of the self. He goes on to say, when you surrender your identity to the outer world, you become trapped in the dilemma of authentic self-expression versus superficial social expectation. In his own way, Dr. Michael reaffirms what Ralph Waldo Emerson and James Allen wrote over 100 years ago. Be yourself. Do not live your life according to the expectations of society and what others think. So let's take a good look at this four-step process to successful self-expression and self-reliance. This is a little too much alliteration, isn't it? Okay, so the four steps are planning, monitoring, evaluating, and reinforcing. Planning, monitoring, evaluating, and reinforcing. This first step is planning. Sounds like a plan, right? Okay, so it's been said that if you don't know where you're going, most likely that is where you will arrive. Nowhere. So, don't be a nowhere man or woman, sitting in your nowhere land, making all your nowhere plans for nobody. Does that sound familiar? Thank you, John Lennon. Having a plan involves goal setting and developing a strategy for success. So trust the indwelling presence of spirit and set your intentions and your goals so that they will stretch you, but not discourage you when challenges arise. we have this little phrase we use, trust and adjust. So when I have my intention set and I know what I am planning, like my home is in good repair, I trust, but I adjust. I adjust to what needs to be done in order to achieve my goal of my home is in good repair. The second step is monitoring. Anybody remember hall monitors from school? Okay, so what they were supposed to do was make sure that nobody was coming in and nobody was going out to disturb what was going on in the classrooms. Sounds like a simple task. I didn't like it when they came up to me and said, "Do you have your hall pass?" So monitoring involves the ability to observe where you are on your spiritual path. Are you running up and down the hall? Are you in the classroom? Are you working with what you intend to be working with? Are you going along with your own plan? It draws upon your wisdom to apply the principles of science of mind. So be aware of where your thoughts are going and where you place your attention. Are your thoughts running up and down the hall where the hall monitor can say, hey, is that where you really want to be? Are your thoughts in alignment with your plan? Monitoring, planning, monitoring, evaluating, and reinforcing. So this third step of self-expression is evaluating. This involves assessing the outcomes and making a determination of your progress. If you're not where you think you are, if you're not where you feel you should be on your path, make adjustments. Kind of like that trust and adjust. Evaluate. Am I where I want to be? Not sure. And most importantly, our center has what we call the fourth agreement and the 11th commandment, or the fifth agreement and the 11th commandment. Don Miguel Ruiz has his book out, The Four Agreements. And long before he came up with his own fifth agreement, our center did. The fifth agreement is be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Do not beat yourself up over wherever you are and whatever you're doing. It comes right after always do your best. Remembering that our best changes from moment to moment. Our best is very different when we're strong and healthy and wide awake than it is when we've got a broken leg and a headache. It just stands to reason. And our 11th commandment is, thou shalt lighten up. Again, don't be hard on yourself. Don't punish yourself for not doing what you think you should have done. Lighten up. Every breath is a new infusion of divinity. We can start over every single moment. Everything that we are judging mostly has come before us. And anything that we're judging that has come before us, we have the tendency to look ahead and overlay what we've already judged onto the future. And that's just not necessary. Lighten up. Breathe in now. Be yourself now. The fourth and final step to self-expression is reinforcing. Reflect upon your success and your challenges. No matter what the outcome, allow yourself the luxury of a pat on the back and acknowledge yourself for applying principles to the best of your ability. Good job. Everybody pat yourself on the back right now. Good job. I'm right here right now. That's a great job. Reinforcement means keeping a positive attitude and keeping up with your affirmations and your prayers. Reinforcement means regular community with your spiritual family on Sunday mornings, participating in classes or workshops, being in the company of like-minded, positive and supportive people. That's reinforcing. Now, each of us, all of us, acquire good habits through repetition of thought. Who's heard repetition of thought before? Yes, yes. And it starts when we're learning our numbers and our colors and our alphabet. We repeat things so that they become second nature to us. Everybody that drives, when you get in a car, it's not like the very first time you go, oh, where does the key go? There's pedals down there. What are they for? No. Repetition. You've driven many, many times. You know the vehicle. And you are completely free and comfortable, therefore, driving because of the repetition. So you and I also acquire good habits through repetition of thought. How do we acquire good habits? Repetition of thought. All of us have potential greatness within. All of us. All we are is potential. The great Sufi mystic Rumi once wrote, "You were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling. So don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly." I love that. I love that poem from Rumi. Now, there's a more modern version of Rumi's ideas that are expressed in the classic book Jonathan Livingston Seagull, written in 1970. Now, I'm old enough to have bought a brand new copy when it first came out. And that book tells the story of Jonathan Livingston Seagull. When I first read it, I didn't understand the depth to the story. When I first read it, it was like, wow, yeah, don't give up on your dreams. Got it. Don't give up on your dreams. I'm done here. I'm not giving up on my dreams. Well, I was still a teenager. You know, my dreams were do well in the 50-yard dash in the next track meet. So the book tells the story of Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and young Jonathan is frustrated with the meaningless materialism, conformity, and limitation of seagull life. He is seized with a passion for flight of all kinds, and his soul soars as he experiments with exhilarating challenges of daring and triumphal aerial feats, twisting and turning and diving and soaring. Eventually, his lack of conformity to the limited seagull life leads him into contact with his flock, and they turn their backs on him, casting him out of society and exiling him. You can't be here. You're different. You cannot be here. Now, Jonathan was not deterred by that, and he continued his efforts to reach higher and higher flight goals, finding he was often successful, but eventually he could fly no higher. He then met two radiant, loving seagulls who explained to him that he has learned much and that they are there now to teach him more. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The learning process, linking the highly experienced teachers and the diligent student, is raised into almost sacred levels in this book, suggesting that this may be the true relation between human and God. Because of this, each has been described as believing that human and God, regardless of all the immense difference, are sharing something of great importance that can bind them together. Jonathan's teachers told him, quote, "You've got to understand that a seagull is an unlimited idea of freedom, an image of the great gull," end quote. The great gull being the source, God. So Jonathan realizes that you have to be true to yourself. You have the freedom to be yourself, your true self, here and now, and nothing can stand in your way. So the essence of the story is love, deserved respect, and forgiveness all seem to be equally important to the freedom from the pressure to obey the rules just because they are commonly accepted. And that is what freedom is all about. Self-reliance, self-acceptance, self-expression. Knowing that the indwelling presence of God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote the Science of Mind textbook, and he said, "The mind of man is some part of the mind of God. Therefore, it contains within itself unlimited possibility of expansion and self-expression." And on page 46, paragraphs 2 and 3, he writes, "But there is ample latitude for personal expression. How then are we going to know what is right and what is wrong? We are not going to know. We already do know. Every man knows right from wrong in its broadest sense. It should be considered right to live and to enjoy living, to be well, happy, and to express freedom, to be in accord with divine law and wisdom. Here is latitude enough for the most expectant and the most enthusiastic." So there's latitude for self-expression, because each of us are a unique expression of the divine. So today, I celebrate your conscious awareness that you are surrounded by infinite possibilities and infinite goodness. I invite you to claim your divine inheritance of self-reliance and self-expression as you live a life of spiritual freedom. So thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste. Namaste.